This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Government spokesperson Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informs that agreement reached within the coalition or for expanding the cabinet. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal meeting today to finalize the name of ministers. Morang District Court sentences life imprisonment to 33 kg gold scam accused Chudamani Upreti and 5 others. And Amnesty International says 13 ethnic Hazara people killed by Taliban in Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. The ruling alliance has finalized the division of ministries for the expansion of cabinet. Government spokesperson and Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs, Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informed the meeting held at the Prime Minister's official residence in Balwatar yesterday had finalized the cabinet expansion. During the meeting, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba had urged the senior leaders to provide names for the ministerial portfolios. The National Concern and Coordination Committee of the Parliament has directed the government to take action against the black marketing and price hike of the Delhi commodities during the festivals. The committee meeting held at Singha Darbar yesterday asked the government to make the market monitoring regular and effective to check the unprecedented price hike. The committee meeting, presided over by Committee Chair Dil Kumari Rawal Thapa, also directed the government to increase the number of fair price shops and expand their services by targeting the upcoming festivals. The National Dalit Commission's Annual Progress Report 2020-21 has been presented in the meeting of the House of Representatives amidst the main opposition CPN-UML's obstruction. Minister for Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs Gyanendra Bahadur Karki presented the annual progress report of the Commission on behalf of Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota urged the lawmakers of the main opposition CPN-UML to put their statements only after going through the regular parliamentary process. The Central Executive Committee meeting of the Janata Samajwadi Party has been called for 11 a.m. today to finalize the names of the leaders to join the government. The party chair, Upendra Yadav's press coordinator Mahesh Chaurasia, said the parliamentary party meeting held at Singha Darbar decided to finalize the names of ministers through a meeting of the members of Central Executive Committee of the party available in Kathmandu today. Meanwhile, a meeting of the party held earlier granted responsibility to choose the names of the ministers to party chair Upendra Yadav, federal council chair Baburam Bhattrai and leader Ashok Rai. The Morang District Court has convicted 6 people in the 33 kg gold scam and sentenced them to life imprisonment. Giving verdict on the case yesterday, District Court Judge Bharat Lamsal sentenced the 6 people, including Chudamani Upreti. Besides smuggling gold, Upreti was accused of murdering Sanam Shakya, one of the insiders in his team. Records keeper at the court, Tikendra Birjang Rana, said along with Upreti, Tekraz Mallathakuri, Lakpas Cherpa, Mohan Kafle, Narendra Karki, and Bhosraj Bhandari have been sentenced to life imprisonment. The court sentenced Razan Kumar to 3 years imprisonment and Madan Prasad Khimire to 6 months imprisonment. Of the 77 accused in the case, 48 have been acquitted and the case has been adjourned as 21 are still absconding. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has congratulated and extended best wishes to the newly appointed Prime Minister of Japan, Kishida Fumio. Taking to Twitter yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba said he looked forward to working with a Japanese counterpart in further strengthening Nepal-Japan relations. Kishida was elected Japanese Prime Minister on Monday. Additional 968 new cases of COVID-19 have been detected in Nepal. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the number of infections was confirmed while testing 16,042 samples. Likewise, 1,114 corona patients recovered in Nepal yesterday. With this, the recovery rate now stands at 96.6%. Similarly, with the confirmation of 6 deaths yesterday, the corona-related death toll has reached 11,180 in the country. Radio Nepal and National Centre for Health Education, Information and Communication, NHEICC, have signed an agreement for the production and broadcasting of health-related information, messages and programmes. The agreement was signed by Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kisi, and Director of NHEICC, Sunil Sharma. According to the agreement, Radio Nepal will be broadcasting a radio program titled Health Activities every Tuesday from 6:25 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. and Janaswasthya, Public Health, Radio Drama and Discussion program on Wednesday from 6:25 p.m. to 6:40 p.m. Similarly, as per the agreement, Radio Nepal would air various information and messages about public health awareness throughout the year. The Public Procurement Monitoring Office has blacklisted Indian construction company MS Indo Engineering Project Corporation for 3 years. The office issued a notice informing that the 7 companies were blacklisted because they failed to complete the projects as per the contract. In the notice, the office mentioned that they were blacklisted from 1 to 3 years to be effective from yesterday. Likewise, Land Ring Construction Service, Kathmandu, has been blacklisted for 2 years. Bipin Vet Center, Kakshapati Construction Service, Rachana Trade International, Nilakantha Construction Service and Suppliers, and Adventure the Anand have been blacklisted for a year. You are listening to Radio Nepal, ATM English News Bulletin. Time for short break now.
Nepal Telecom Co 4G. भिडियो कल गर्दा नो बोर्जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
सबैको यो विश्वास हो नि नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
गेम खेल्दा नि टेन्सन नो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G आफ्नो भन्ने आफ्नै हो जी नेपाल टेलिकम को 4G
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार.
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. The Taliban murdered 13 ethnic Hazara people, including a teenage girl, according to a prominent rights group. Amnesty International said it found evidence the victims were massacred in Deikundi province in August. 9 were former government soldiers who had surrendered to the Taliban, Amnesty said, adding that the killings appear to be a war crime. The Taliban denied the allegation, stating that the Amnesty report only showed one side of the story. The Hazara community in Afghanistan's third largest ethnic group. They mainly practice Shia Islam and have faced long-term discrimination and persecution in predominantly Sunni Afghanistan and Pakistan. This is the second time the Taliban have accused of killing Hazara since the group swept to power in August. Two other victims of the alleged killings in Deikhundi province were civilians, Amnesty said, including a 17-year-old girl reportedly shot when the Taliban opened fire on a crowd of soldiers' families. A former Facebook employee has told US lawmakers that the company's sites and apps harm children, stoke division and weaken the democracy. 37-year-old former product manager turned whistleblower Francis Hogan heavily criticized the company at a hearing on Capitol Hill. Facebook, however, said Hogan spoke about areas he has no knowledge of. It comes amid growing scrutiny of the social media giant and increasing calls for its regulation. Facebook is the world's most popular social media site. The company says it has 2.7 billion monthly active users. Hundreds of millions of people also use the company's other products, including WhatsApp and Instagram. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province, and at one or two places of Karnali Province and Far West Province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28 degrees Celsius, minimum 18.7 degrees Celsius and rainfall 37.7 millimeter. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Government spokesperson Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki informs that agreement has been reached with the coalition for expanding the cabinet. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal meeting today to finalize the name of ministers. Morang District Court sentences life imprisonment to 33 kg gold scam accused Chudamani Prethi and 5 others. And Amnesty International says 13 ethnic Hajara people killed by the Taliban in Afghanistan. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.